Yeshua is the light, and Well, greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live around the world tonight on the transmitting Jewel of the South, WWCR 4840 on your radio dial tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Also being simulcast tonight on the internet. Glad to have you aboard live here on Sunday evening. Tonight, the legions of Satan. You ever think about where Satan's legions have gone to? Nobody really knows how that Satan disappeared, just like he did in the Garden of Eden. He's gone. Well, we know that the Messiah himself, Yahweh in a flesh body, we know that he spoke of the legions in the book of Revelations. I know, he said, that there are who call themselves Jews and are not. Why would he say something like that? Why would he warn us about the Pharisees to be aware of the Pharisees? Why would he give us these dire warnings? And we know that Satan is noted to be wise and crafty. How has he engineered to disappear? He's pulled what we would describe as the Houdini Act. He's gone. Nobody knows about him. Churches will accept and save anything that will come on their premises. And the church world is the most vulnerable, if you will, deceived. And the Bible warns us in Matthew 24, beware of false prophets. Now, where have these false prophets congregated? Well, wouldn't it be easy for them to go to the churches to indoctrinate the people? Let me give you a little discourse tonight on the confession of General Cornwallis, who surrendered to George Washington at Yorktown on October the 17th, 1781. Now, you probably haven't heard this by the historians. History books and textbooks have taught for years that when Cornelius surrendered his army to General Washington, that American independence was formed, and we lived happily ever after the event. Is that true? Well, right now, the truth is that we are in the worst condition that we've been into as a country, as a Christian church. We're under assault from the legions of Satan. Now, how did they get in here without us knowing it? Matter of fact, how did they get into the Bible and infuse their blood? See, Satan is a seed that would make war with the seed of the woman. So Satan's seed, the Canaanites, the legions of Satan, and they're many, they're crafty, they're wise, they love the chief seats according to the Bible. They love to get in the halls of justice. They like to get in the high offices of the political parties. That gives them power. And they love those seats. Now, there's the people that don't love those seats. That's the house of Israel. We're backward. We're blushing. If people will just leave us alone, we're content to let somebody else drive the ship. We don't believe in no anchors. You know, we want to go full speed ahead. As long as everything's going good, and like Herbert Hoover taught in the 30s. Now, we're talking about October the 17th, 1781, when Cornwallis, the general, the British general, he surrendered to our hero, George Wallace, who himself was a Mason. Now, what has that got to do with the price of the truth? Well, look at Jonathan Williams, supposedly recorded in his Legions of Satan in 1781, that Cornwallis revealed to Washington that a holy war would now begin on America. And when it is ended, he said, America will be supposedly the citadel of freedom, but her millions will unknowingly, does that sound like a dumb sheep, unknowingly be loyal subjects to the crown, or to that 1 acre downtown London where is a concentration of rich rural rulers who reside there, and they run the world. I know that you're going to say, oh, no, nobody don't run this world. We vote for our leaders. They're true, honest leaders. Ladies and gentlemen, how long will we be deceived? Now listen what he went on to explain after that. That would seem a contradiction at first, but when you really think about this and to the point that I'm going to get across to you tonight, you might begin to see. You have eyes to see and you can't see. You have ears to hear and you cannot hear. We're prey, the Bible said, to pray lest we be deceived. Listen to this. He said, your churches will be used to teach the Jews religion. And in less than 200 years, the whole nation will be working for the divine world government. Oh my. Does that sound logical today? Have you looked about? Have you looked at this depressive state that these rich world bankers who run the world, the Council of 13, the Committee of 300, we've read about it, we've talked about it, I preached about it, how that they've crept in unaware, Paul said, not sparing the flock. These are wolves in sheep's clothing. And we've got wolves now sitting in the halls of justice. And we elect these people. You say, Pastor Ben, that can't be right. We elect these people and we send them up over there. They live in our towns and they live in our community and they were born in our state. We didn't send wolves up to Washington. You didn't. I know that's true. Most of them are uncorrupted at the point when they're elected. Most of them are lawyers, learn how to lie, learn how to deceive. Now, not all lawyers do that. I might add real quickly before I offend the lawyers. There is good lawyers who stand for truth and justice and liberty. But that government that they go to the halls of the Congress and Senate, when they become members, there is a lot of temptation for them to be compromised and sold to the highest bidder in Washington. We're talking about huge amounts of money that is now leaving ever who runs the government. They talk about running out of money. Well, the politicians aren't running out of money. They're loaded with it. They're compromised. Now, how are they compromised? With bribes. Read the learned elders' laws that they themselves, now these are the Pharisaical Jews who say they're Jews and are not. These are not Jews. I'm going to give you the connection into the blood of Jacob. You see, they're smart. The Bible said that they would deceive the whole world if possible. The whole world. Now, Yahweh has designed this for punishment for Israel for breaking His laws. We've covered that in detail. How that Israel must repay because of our disobedience, because of our fathers who only thought in terms of greed. We didn't want to keep His Sabbaths. They were too compelling, too rigorous. Yahweh promised us a government run by Him. He would be the king. But we clamored like the heathen. We wanted a king. And He warned us. Well, when you elect a king, well, he will recruit your the sons and daughters. He will turn them into a slave to the system. Well, that's Babylon. Our Heavenly Father promised us that every 7 years we could take a whole year off for a vacation and not even have to do anything. We would have grain. We would have bread. We would have plenty of water. We would eat the good of the land. And that He would heal us when we were sick. What a promise. If we could have left King Yahweh on the throne, given Him the responsibility to watch after us, if we would have only loved Him. But there's a problem here. We've got the legions of hell, Satan's legions, that have come into the scene unaware, and they have wreaked havoc in the halls of Congress and Senate, going on today. Now, we'll have, at the last moment, our mighty, valiant politicians, after all of the bickering and fighting and posturing with this political rhetoric, we will borrow more money. We will owe to the bankers. Now, this is what we believe today is happening. And so don't believe that you're going to lose your Social Security check. A Social Security check. That little tidbit that they hand out is the carrot. While the politicians have a system that they retire with millions of dollars in their pockets, and this false religion that they're supporting, we're going to get into that just in a moment, through the grand architect of Freemasonry, George Washington was a Mason. Probably at least 70% of our founding fathers were Masons. Now, what's wrong with a Mason? Nothing. Nothing wrong with a Mason unless they buy into the grand architect of Freemasonry, which is to rule the world. Now, what better parasite to have on board a system of Jews who say they are Jews and are not, but are liars and are deceivers and would deceive the very elect behind the scenes. Now, Cornwallis went on to say that the Jews' religion in less than 200 years, the whole nation will be working for a divine government through the cunning craftiness of the legions of Satan that came with the surrender. And we welcomed these who call themselves Jews into the government. Today, all of the press, all of the newspapers, all of the movies, everything that we have is controlled. You've been hearing about Rupert Murdoch owns a lot of the newspapers around the world, owns Fox News. That should tell you something to beware. Deception. They offer you truth by fighting against the things that they've got going on. Then they give you a check valve to vent with a little bit of truth. Just like we've got some of these congressmen that are telling the truth. Oh man, they're right down the middle with the truth. And yet they themselves are educated, good speakers. Glenn Beck is one, works for Fox News. He's a Jew lover. He supports Zionism. We have a lot of congressmen that most of the conservative Republican side, it's always a Republican that is called a conservative. That's a corporation parrot. They work for the big corporations. Well, the Democrats, on the other hand, they rob the rich with a communist agenda, the Marxist agenda. And right now, we've got a Democrat Marxist agenda administration running the United States, and looks like that unless there is an intervention by Yahweh, we'll keep on believing these lies, and we will recognize this false religion, and we will support it, and we will be marked with this sheep, dumb sheep mentality. We're ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. And Mr. Cornwallis knew well that his defeat was only the beginning of world catastrophe that would be universal, and that the unrest would continue until mind control in our generation could be accomplished through a false religion. Now let's go back and bring in the Canaanite connection into the house of Israel. Now remember, Jacob had 12 sons. Each of these sons were prophetic in that they would become part of the 13 tribe arrangement that Yahweh would later scatter the sheep, smite the shepherd, when the Jews, the Pharisees, the Bible said, beware of the Pharisees. They love the chief seats, like I said, and the power brokers of the world today. 99% of the power brokers in the earth are Jewish, or at least call themselves Jews. But they're not. They're charismatic in nature. They are bloodline extended from the Ashkenazi side instead of the house of Shem. Yet they have maneuvered through laws, the anti-Semitic laws, on record, that if you say anything about them, you could be punished because of their power of the press. Now, they don't mind someone that don't upset their apple cart. They're always on guard for that possibility. But when the Plymouth Brethren, Darby and the Plymouth Brethren, brought a Jew Christianity religion to America, the Masons of Rutherford and Russell started the Jehovah's Witness. Now, Judaism is worldwide with their message of the divine kingdom, and Mason Joseph Smith. Isn't that strange that all these started, these major religions were Masons? With their Jew teaching. Now, how did the Jew teaching get into our religion? Well, we have what is known as the Scofield Bible, written by C.I. Scofield, who was permitted to embed Jewish thought of Zionism into the notes, into the Bible, and people reading the Bible begin to accept. That's where all the evangelists have got their information from Scofield. And now they teach the Jewish line that the Jews are God's chosen people. And Christ said himself, they will deceive the very elect if possible. Let's go back to the 38th chapter of the book of Genesis. I've taught on this many times for your education. And people say, well, it's not important. We're all... Don't you know, Pastor Buddy, that everybody can be saved? We're all one blood. We can all go to heaven. The Bible don't teach that. The Bible teaches that there is a specific group of people that descended from Adam that will be chosen with a covenant, and you of all people in the earth, the fewest people, only a few. Now, with the advent of the 13 sons, there is something terribly wrong here. When we read how that the Canaanite legions of Satan, how they infused their blood from the woman's side. Remember, a Jew traces his connection through the mother's side. And if you meet their approval, you can become what is regarded as Jewish. Now, the Jews have won the sympathy and the support of the American World Christian Church Organization, which therefore influences through their going all over the world to compass land and sea to make one proselyte. They make it two for more the child of hell, and they carry this Scofield doctrine that was embedded in their minds back in the 1800s, and that helped them understand, they think, how that the Jews or Zionism is now the accepted millennial doctrine, that the church is going to be raptured away, the Gentiles, and then Yahweh is going to deal with the Jews according to Scofield in a millennial of love and fellowship. It is one of the biggest deceitful lies, who Satan himself is nothing but a liar. Christ himself was killed by these Pharisaical money changers. And today, the money changers are more prominent today than they were in the time of Christ. They had enough power to put him to death. They were political wranglers. They convinced Pilate to kill him. Now, who were these people that called themselves Jews and Christ accused them of being fornicators or seed of the legions of Satan? It is real simple. Judah, who is regarded as the millennial patriarch in the Bible, that he is the chosen royal tribe. And that's not true. It's complicated, but it's not true. I've preached on that many times, proving that Christ didn't come from the house of Judah. The house of Judah from Solomon's side was a perverted, unclean seed line. Christ would have never come through a perverted, unclean seed line. Now, with the advent of Judah departing from his brothers in the 38th chapter of Genesis, and went down and met and fell in love with a beautiful sister of Satan. She was a satanic seed. Now, this sister that Satan had his blood in, fused with Cain. She was a Canaanite. Cain was of the wicked one. He himself carried the genetic blood of the serpent race, given to Judah's offspring in the form of three sons, Er, Onan, and Shelah. Er and Onan were destroyed for their wickedness by Yahweh, who tried, knowing that this was going to cause a great deception, that the whole world would be deceived. And so he tried to prevent this from happening by killing the first two seeds. Now, we know that Judah, in an attempt to preserve his third son, refused to give Tamar the hand of his son, Shelah. And so then, the covenant was up for Yahweh to take a look at. Now, Yahweh did not want Shelah to bring this illegal blood into the bloodline of the house of Judah. But Judah himself, fearing that he would lose his posterity, he had to have sons, it was an honor to have sons, and leave something for an inheritance. He wanted this son to have an inheritance. And lo and behold, he hid Shelah. And by hiding Shelah from Tamar, tried to deceive her, and he himself went up to Tamar in a sexual aroused state. His beautiful Canaanite wife had died. He was now alone. And he turned to the prostitute, and Tamar, in an attempt to deceive her father-in-law. You see, this is a sexual infusion of bad blood from the very word go into the house of Judah. Nobody will deal with this. This is embarrassing. But it's true, and it must be uncovered so that the house of Israel, what's left of it, the sons of Jacob, could know the whole story. The Bible says in the book of Genesis 49:10 that the scepter. Now, Judah himself, being the largest tribe, by removing Joseph from the tribe, he himself became the patriarch of the family. He was looked up to and respected. As the Bible describes him in 1 Chronicles chapter 5, that he ruled over his brethren. He ruled. That means he took authority. Not necessarily meaning he had authority, but he took the authority. That's a way that the Jew today, who claims to be a Jew, who is not a Jew, has muscled his way in politically, loving the chief seats, sat in the halls of Congress and Senates throughout all the governments of the world. They have infested into all of the nations of the earth to deceive the very elect. Here we are, supporting a veiled religion that has a way that seems right, given it to us by the Masonic teachers like Rutherford, Russell, like the Mormons, Joseph Smith, and then the false rapture millennial reign came into being by Scofield, who planted this Zionist concept into the Bible, and most pastors use the Scofield Bible to teach from because it's so easy. It's already woven together in a tight shot group, if you know what I mean. They don't have to study. They don't have to go over their doctrine. And this false religion has been used to deceive all of the house of Israel without ever a gun being fired. And America has the Jews' religion, adopted it, and gone on into the unabated world system of Babylon. Zionism has been planted in our hearts with all religious deception. All of it happening legally, constitutionally, freely, and completely with our sacred trust. After all, our churches teach this religious deception. And when the truth is mentioned, you are excluded immediately because you are going against the grain. Once a man or a system or a church gives over to false religion, and the more he tells his religion to be false, although he thinks it's right, the more he repeats a lie, the more truth he thinks it is. It's controlled by those who control his religion. Go and see who established the veil of false religion to blind the eyes of the majority of people in the earth. Now, Joseph McCarthy, in the 50s, I can remember Joseph McCarthy, he was a staunch anti-communist. Oh, how that they made him out to be the villain. With the Scofield Bible already on the scene with a Jewish interpretation of the prophecies, the wide use of this helpful aid into the American churches particularly with the evangelists who have adopted these, then we fall back to Cornwallis, who said, your churches will be used to teach the Jews religion, and in less than 200 years, the whole nation will be working for a divine world government. You know what's coming up? Cyrus Scofield, commissioned by a Zionist dynasty, it was already behind the scenes, and him pretending to be Christian. Are Zionists Christians? Are the Jews Christians? Have you ever read the Talmud? Have you ever read what they think about your Christ? Have you ever wondered why that they get away with this teaching? Have you ever wondered why that they prosper in everything that they do? These churches get larger and larger and larger by teaching a lie. The Bible says that they would love a lie. They would support a lie. They will sacrifice for a lie. Those who are out on the scene preaching the truth are targets for ridicule, for mocking, just like Christ, who hated and warned us against the money changers and the Pharisees who loved these chief seats. And they finally killed him, hid the truth. And in John 8:44, he said, your father's a devil. Your father's a devil. The works of your father, he will do. He was a liar from the very beginning. And with a phony Bible and a phony name. I hate to say this. Oh, I make so many enemies. Yahweh, help me. Yahweh, give me inroads into the hearts of those who seek truth. Father, if there's anyone tonight that would like to know the truth, and they will stand for the truth and suffer for the truth, because after much persecution, you have to have this persecution going on against the world. Now, this world will persecute you for his namesake. One of the greatest deceptions is how that they engineered a phony name into the New Testament. And Christians sing the praises of Jesus, around the world, thinking that they're doing God a favor, when they will not stop, they will not pause, they will not do any research on that name, not even 400 years old. Wasn't even in the King James Bible in 1611. Was not spelled J-E-S-U. You say, what does it matter? Let's just all get along and quit being so divisive, Pastor Buddy. Quit bringing up these little nitpicking things. Well, when the Bible says that there's only one name given under heaven, and when the Zionist cause has supported this great controversy that I'm talking about here tonight, when they have had their finger or their hand in the development of all these false things, like the Scofield Bible, did you know that what they've done is that they have declared that this Bible, which we got today, they don't pay any attention to it. They're not worried about the New Testament Bible. Did you know that all of the great major players on the scene for the last 100 years has been these that call themselves Jews, Zionists, with the support of all of the media, all of these things that supports them, is false. And yet, these confessions that I'm giving you tonight about how that they would deceive the whole world goes unnoticed. Only a few people will call me tonight and say, "Pastor Buddy, you're preaching the truth." Very little people will support the truth. They're afraid of the Jews. Just like it was in the days of the apostles, for fear of the Jews. For fear of the Jews. They will not support the truth. They will not have the truth. For the sacrifice that they have to pay to get the truth. I mean, you think this message goes over good when I get up and preach that Judah corrupted his bloodline with a Canaanite woman? It just muddles up the Scofield Bible. It just brings the Zionist cause to its knees. It has to kneel because truth will stand when the world's on fire. But for the sake of all the criticism that you would receive by acknowledging what Pastor Buddy is teaching you tonight, for the sake of criticism and for the persecution and for fear of the Jews, you refrain from taking on this tremendous workload and task to tell my people the truth. Now, very few people have been sent on the national scene because of the Jew jurisdiction and the power that they have. You lose your support. You don't have no one to support you. Thankfully, I've got Dr. Gary tonight to support me. I don't have to worry about the support because Dr. Gary is supporting my message here tonight. And otherwise, I wouldn't even could afford to be here one night a week that I am. Now, I'm on two nights on WWRB. We're soon to leave WWRB for the sake of better coverage. We're going to 5890 on WWCR on a Saturday night. Now, I'm announcing that for you. I'll give you the times and details. I'm being sponsored by Brother Mark and by Brother Ed and Brother Bud and Brother Paul and others who hold up my hand with their tithes and offering to keep me preaching this truth. And I'm one of the lone prophets. I'm like Michael. I'm against everything that the denominational system is for. I'm against them because they won't preach the truth. They will not hear the truth. When you confront them with the truth, they deny you and hope you'll go away. It's like you get a scab on a sore. If they don't scratch it, they hope it goes away. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an evil cancer that's been eating away at the heart of Israel since our founding fathers came over here in a conspiracy, most of them, to lock us in to a new world order, even at that time. It's recorded as far back as the Civil War. In the 1800s, that they had access to this new world order supported by the folks that have killed people who come against them in the government. And I could name names. You probably know most of them. When they got over the target, they had to be eliminated. do you know tonight that for fear of the Jews, or for the tradition, or for the lack of knowledge, people will not study? They'll call me up and it scares them when you get deep into this doctrine. Oh, if I believe like that, I'll be hated like you are, Pastor Buddy, and I can't stand that. For the love of pleasure, for the love of tradition, to go to your neighborhood church where they all have a clique, and if you speak against the clique, you watch them. They're like a bunch of hyenas. They're like a bunch of wild dogs. You may be a beautiful, beautiful prophet. Come in. But by the time that they get tearing you and lying about you, they will destroy your influence. They will shut your mouth through the advent of the media. Won't give you time. I've lost a lot of radio programs because of truth. I've been thrown out of a lot of religious organizations because I want truth. The truth is something that is scarce as hen's teeth in this age. Religious forces are not in pursuit of truth. They're in pursuit of tradition and the seem right way. They will not study. Even their preachers, even their DDs, and their most prominent pastors trained in seminars, or seminaries with a seminar, of tradition. They will not have the truth. They don't want the truth. The truth is something that they will not have. The state of Israel controls every gate under the power of making the world believe that they're Jews. And they're not. The British, who supported this with the Balfour Declaration in 1948, formed for Lord Rothschild, right now I'm holding in my hand, a letter printed in November the 2nd, 1917, to Lord Rothschild, that with the Jewish Zionist aspirations has been submitted to and approved by the cabinet. His Majesty's government view with favor the establishment in Palestine of a national homeland for the Jewish people. See, they were deceived back then. They didn't go into Genesis 38. These are crafty men. Baron Rothschild was the most prominent Jew in England with the most money, and money will get you anything you want. It answers all things except for the truth. One thing that the devil can't do, he can't tell the truth. Christ said to the Pharisees, "Your father's a devil. The works of your father you will do. He was a liar and a murderer." You don't want to go to Genesis 38 because it's an infusion of Cain, satanic legions of blood into the genes or the genetic bloodline of the house of Christ. And today, the whole lopsided genetic application is false. There's no truth in it. It's flawed with discrepancies, loopholes. The World Zionist Federation was not a state. It's a company. It's a corporation. Just like the United States is now a corporation in the hands of whoever is running the corporation. And it certainly ain't you. And it certainly is not the politician that are up there trying to save your welfare check. They'll resort to anything to bring fear of the Pharisees. Same doctrine that they used in the days of the Messiah for fear of the Jews, the dreaded money changers. Money has power. Now we're told that the only democracy we have in the Middle East is the State of Israel. You go over there and try to get into the State of Israel and see how far you get. You come to America, we don't have no borders. We can't afford to build a fence, remember? We can't keep the enemy out, remember? They're coming in by the droves, filling this nation up with strangers, just like the Bible said they would do, being deceived by the Christian Zionist-supported system of false doctrine. These Zionists are being allowed to have the role of headship. And as long as we've got these money changers at the head of the religious system and the government, this nation will not prosper. There's going to have to be an eye-opening event that will happen in the book of Romans, where it says that there will come a deliverer out of Zion. Yahweh, send help. Yahweh, send power. Truth is powerful if it prevails. We need to hold the truth. And those who believe that Scofield and his Zionist cause to convince the Christians that the Jews are God's chosen people, which is a lie, which is never was the truth, never will be the truth, because Israel is not Jewish. Israel is Hebrew. Abraham was not a Jew. Isaac was not a Jew. Jacob was not a Jew. But we've been convinced that they were, and that's all that's left, is Jews and Gentiles. Ladies and gentlemen, the devil will lie when the truth goes better. They don't want the truth. When I come, I deflate their air of confidence. These pastors, they'll say, dismiss, we're not going to have no trouble here. They don't want truth. They'll shut their pulpits. They fear you. They shall see that you're called by the name of Yahweh with the truth. And they'll be afraid of you. Are you afraid of the Jews? Like they were in the days of Christ? Would you stand up? Would you like to call me tonight? Do so by calling me at area code 423-351-1082. You can write me. I'm Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568 in Sweetwater, Tennessee, with the zip code being 37874. Now, you can go to our website. We're over 35,000 visitors here in less than a little over 3 months. We've got 35,000 visitors. See what they're looking for. See what they find. Join in searching the website. That's One Yahweh. O-N-E. One Yahweh. Y-A-H-W-E-H. OneYahweh.com. I've got an article there that explains in detail what I've preached to you tonight in part. I don't have enough time to cover this. This is about a 5-hour message of complete deliverance. Would you like to hold this truth that I've given you tonight, or would you cast it under your feet, cast the truth to the ground and prosper as your pastor, and teach that the present day state of Israel is the fulfillment of Bible prophecy according to Cyrus I. Scofield. When he, under Zionist influence, wrote on behalf of Rothschild, who have completely, these are wise serpents, the seed of the serpent has got into the house of Israel unaware. Most Christians don't realize it, but they're here. Now, I'm sponsored by Dr. Gary tonight, and you can call Dr. Gary. And a lot of people tell me that they're going to call him. I hope that you do. 1-877-289-7439. Now, let me give that to you again. Write this number down and make a note to call Dr. Gary. He's one of the most educated, firm believers in this truth that I've given you tonight. 1-877-289-7439. He's my sponsor tonight on WWCR Prime Time. We've been on here for years, Dr. Gary and myself, preaching. We've preached hour after hour after hour of truth. You say, Pastor Matt, I never heard of you. I have people call me up and say, I never heard you. How long have you been on radio? I said, about 20 years. And they're astounded that I've been on the radio and they haven't been able to catch me. Maybe you haven't caught me because it wasn't your time. If you have tonight, write me. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, with the zip 37874. Now, I'll see you Wednesday night on WWRB 5050. And then again on Friday night on WWRB at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on 5050. Hope to see you then. We will be coming on here on 5890 WWCR here in the month of August. Watch for us. Listen for us. And I will tell you when we get specific times and give you the directions on how to find us here at WWCR 5890. May Yahweh bless you, and I'll see you next Sunday night around the world on WWCR 4840 on your radio dial. Now, take this account with you tonight. Do not fear. Do not fear the Jews, the money changers. They're running the country. They can't stay in power. Satan knows he has a short time. They're going to meet their Waterloo. They're going to come to an end. And great will be the fall of Babylon. It's due. It's coming. Now with Mr. Murdoch in England in trouble, where they have hacked your phones, took authority, done this illegally, they love money. Beware of those who are afraid of the money changers. Listen to those who will teach the truth. I've got to go. I'll see you. Yahweh bless.